K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, folks. Recording on a super windy Thursday, October 13th, 2022. This is the postcast edition of this podcast. This podcast, if you don't know, is all about all things K-State. Right on into it here real quick, the volleyball team here. Texas, the number one team in the country in volleyball, women's volleyball anyways, made quick work of the Cats last night down in Austin, Texas there. Back-to-back wins, a two-game winning streak in the conference play for Cats. Ended very quickly last night there. They got swept by the number one ranked team in the country, the Lady Longhorns. In this one, Lauren Hinkle missed out on another double-double, which would have been her fifth straight. That streak is snapped last night as well. The Longhorns last night held the Wildcats to a season low 29 kills, which even out to a .37 hitting percentage there. 14 blocks. Texas notched its highest hitting efficiency of the season last night against the Cats. 380, 45 kills, 10 errors in this one, of course. The Cats were led, highlighted by Sydney Boulding, Katie Fernholtz, and Aaliyah Carter. It's been a hot minute since we've seen her on the stat sheet, the main stat sheet anyways, when talking women's volleyball here. No, I did not see the match last night. Had a youth group last night, so I was not able to see it. And, of course, after youth group last night, I watched the rest of the Braves game two. Seemed like with the weather and everything, it got pushed back, so it allowed me to watch the rest of the game and the outcome of game two there as well. But yeah, the outcome here for K-State women's volleyball, not good. Even though, of course, Coach Susie Fritz, the head coach for women's volleyball, looked focused only on the positives from this game last night. Our middles were a bright spot for us. We would have liked to get the ball to them a little bit more, but the credit all goes to Katie, Sydney, and Lauren. Overall, it was a pretty good match for Lauren Hinkle. Aaliyah Carter was another mover. She is someone who gives us everything she has every day, and I was happy to see her have a good night. She has been working hard to have that kind of breakthrough. That's been the big question mark here, watching these games, well, some of these games anyways, and the impact. Usually, again, sorry to repeat myself on this podcast, but again, Aaliyah Carter has been one of those that's been a superstar for this team the past two seasons, not this year. That kind of confirms my suspicion there on that. She's been on a struggle this year. They need her. They need her. Yes, Alina Baca's been outstanding for transferring. The emergence of Sydney Boulding has given Cats another weapon. I probably understand that Coach Fritz has gone with a hot hand. And, of course, the freshman, Shady Myers, has been outstanding as well in her first season for the Wildcats. But they're going to get some more stacks, some more wins throughout the rest of the year. They need Aaliyah Carter to be that superstar that she was her freshman year. That's kind of surprising to me. Yeah, she's kind of taking, that tells me she's taking a step back, and they don't need to take a step back right now. And I only can remember a couple years ago, the first year of this podcast, Aaliyah Carter was the lady, girl. She was, especially against Texas. I remember that awesome performance that set her on the map for this K-State women's volleyball team there. So for whatever reason, no matter if she's struggling or not, she seemed to play well against Texas. They need that Aaliyah Carter to show up for the rest of the season there if they're going to be in the middle of the discussion as far as the top half of the Big 12 goes there as well. And then, of course, Susie Fritz, we got to talk about the overall performance last night. Quote, "We were prepared going into tonight, and I am proud of how composed we were in the match coming out of it. We want to take the lessons we learned and try to fight for greatness on our side of the net. We want to play with greater consistency and at a higher level of execution, end quote, right as well. Yeah, so the sets, Texas took all of them 3-0, 25-16, 25-17, and 25-13. Just absolutely dominated the third set. And K-State, within all that, did not surpass 17 points in this game. So that tells you something right there. Still a lot of work to do for the volleyball team there as well here. Sydney Boulding and Molly Ramsey each tallied a service ace in this one. Sydney Boulding produced the highest hitting percentage of the night at 41%. 6 kills for her in this one there as well. Of course, Texas leads this all-time series over in a landslide against K-State. 48-7. And at home, a whopping 25-3 at Austin for Texas there. Cats now drop. So they came in here 7-1 in 3 set matches. Well, they're 8-2 now this year in the campaign of fall 2022 there as well. And guess where those 3 set losses go to? In the state of Texas, both on the road. They got manhandled by Texas Tech a month ago, and then here last night they got ousted out by Texas. So both of those losses coming against Big 12 opponents from the state of Texas. So, and Fritz's record against Texas, oh, that's ugly. That's real ugly. Real ugly. Woo! Ouch. Oof! As I've been saying lately, 3-40 against Texas Longhorns. That's not going to cut it right there. And Wildcats' first loss in this month last night. So, that isn't good either from that aspect there. Texas 43-27 in assists, Texas 6-2 in aces, and Texas 11-4 in blocks there. In K-State, you do not want to be leading this category 16-10 in errors. And of course, we already talked about 25-29 in kills. Texas is just a different beast over there. Katie Fernholz, 8 kills in this one. We talked about Aaliyah Carter moments ago, 7 kills in this one. Sydney Boulding, an ace, 4 blocks, 6 kills. And Shady Myers was held to 5 kills in this game. So, yeah, again, I'm shocked that I'm seeing Aaliyah Carter's name on the first page for quite some time. So, again, it kind of tells me something that she's been on a little bit of funk or just not playing well. And that's surprising. That's surprising to me there as well. So, but hey, I mean, that's good. That's really good for her confidence there. Hopefully that can build her confidence, the word of this podcast, building blocks. Hopefully this sets an edge for Aaliyah Carter. She can be much of a factor for her teammates. And if she's on, then this takes this team to a whole nother level. As we see, there's no Alina Baca on this list. So swap out Carter for Baca? Yes, just realize that there. So, no Alina Baca tonight. I'm sure she's there on the stat sheet, but not on the main page there for the Cats there as well. So they're going to have to bounce back here, and they're going to have to do it against TCU. Oh, boy, TCU, that is a Saturday night match at home on ESPN Plus Big 12. Now, app there, while Rob Volker, you're not going to be in front of TV set or you're going to be focused on too much on college football. Yes, the Cats are off, but everybody else is going to be playing. You can catch it on kstatesports.com/watch there and or the K-State Sports app, which I am working on getting right now. So definitely coming back home. And your record now in conference play is 2-3. And your overall record now for K-State Women's Volleyball sitting at 11-7 now. Hitting that match to TCU Saturday night here in Manhattan. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. You're new to the show. Once again, welcome on board. Nice to have you. You live here in Manhattan, Waumego, Junction City. Definitely make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast. And if you're living outside of that, like in Kansas City or outside, or other places out there in the United States, make sure you keep it subscribed to the Purple Project Podcast. Again, me and Alex, tonight, it's been super windy today, all day today. Tonight, we'll be getting together to record episode 125 of the True P Weekly, and we'll work around the horn, including talk about what happened in Ames, the K-State winning by one up there but it was not pretty. So you want to make sure, and a lot of hot topics as well. Ooh, ooh. Or, boy, you're going to hear a couple of rants tonight. Or I should say this week, tonight where we're sitting down recording a podcast. But when this comes out Friday, tomorrow, you're going to be hearing it's going to be hot, a lot of hot topics around, including some bad referee jobs all over the place. So you definitely don't want to miss another edition, including, yes, K-State Sports, first off. But definitely you want to keep it locked to the Pearl Project Podcast. And subscribe, make sure you subscribe and tell fellow Wildcat member, friend, student, alumni about the Pearl Project Podcast. It's going to do it for this postcast edition. Women's volleyball go down in straight sets last night in Austin. 3-0 K-State women's volleyball now sitting at 11-7.